कुंज बिहारी। जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। जय यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन। यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरा वनचारी। यमुना तीरा वनचारी। जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। जय यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन। यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन। यमुना तीरा वनचारी। यमुना तीरा वनचारी। जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राध माधव कुंज बिहारी।
पाद परम सह प्रविराज आचार्य सूत्र सदा श्रीमदे श्री भक्त वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सको श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधारास बिहारी ललिता विशाखा की श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण की श्री श्री गौर निताय की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ఆల్ గ్లోరిష్ట శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు అండ్ గౌరాంగ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva, text number 69. Idam Japata Badram Vaha Visuddha Rupanandana Swadharmam Anutishtantaha Bhagavati Arpita Ashaya. Idam Japata Badram Vo Vishuddha Rupanandana Swadharmam Anutishtanto Bhagavati Arpita Ashaya. Idam Japata Badram Vo Vishuddha Rupanandana Swadharmam Anutishtanto Bhagavati Arpitashaya. Idam Japata Badram Vo Vishuddha Rupanandana Swadharmam Anutishtanto Bhagavati Arpitashaya. Chant. Matajis. Idam, this, Japata, while chanting, Badram, all auspiciousness, Vaha, all of you, Visuddha, purified, Nrupanandana, the sons of the king, Swadharmam, one's occupational duties, Anutishtantaha, executing, Bhagavati, under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Arpita, given up, Ashaya, possessing all kinds of faithfulness. My dear sons, translation purported by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear sons of the king, just execute your occupational duty as kings with a pure heart. Just chant this prayer, fixing your mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. That will bring you all good fortune, for the Lord will be very much pleased with you. Purport. The prayers offered by Lord Shiva are very authoritative and significant. Simply by offering prayers to the Supreme Lord, one can become perfect, even though engaged in his occupational duty. The real purpose of life is to become a devotee of the Lord. It does not matter where one is situated. Whether one is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, American, Englishman, Indian, etc., one can execute devotional service anywhere and everywhere in the material existence simply by offering prayers unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra is also a prayer. For a prayer addresses the Supreme Personality of Godhead by His name and invoke good fortune by petitioning the Lord to allow one to engage in His devotional service. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra also says, "My dear Lord Krishna, my dear Lord Rama, O energy of the Lord, Hare, kindly engage me in your service." although one may be situated in a lowly position, he can execute devotional service under any circumstance. As stated, ayatiki apratihata. Devotional service cannot be checked by any material condition. Bhagavatam 1.26. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommended this process. Jnane prayasam kudapasyanamantayeva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiyavartam sthane sitashutigatam tanuvan manobhir e prayaso jito jitopi asizai trilokyam. One may remain situated in his own place or in his own occupation duty and still lend his ear to receive the message of the Lord from realized souls. The Krishna consciousness movement is based on this principle, and we are opening centers all over the world to give everyone a chance to hear the message of Lord Krishna in order to go back home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shrivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Ramo Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada quoted here very interesting verse. Jnane Prayasam Pudapasyanamanteva Jivanti Sanmukritam Bhavadiyavartam. This is a very famous verse. This comes in the 10th Canto Bhagavatam, 14th chapter, Prayers by Lord Brahma. So here, Jnani Prayasam Udapasya. Sri Sanatana Goswami and Sri Vishnu Chakra Thakur commented on this verse very elaborately. Here, Sri Sanatana Goswami explains, Udapasya means one should reject all kinds of mental speculation processes in order to understand Krishna. So, one must not endeavor to understand Krishna, with mental speculation. We should simply hear oral, we should receive oral reception. And Prabhupada once says, we don't want to understand Krishna, because who can understand Krishna? He is Adokshaja. We simply want to serve him. Right? Who can understand Krishna? Somebody asked Prabhupada, do you know everything perfectly? Are you perfect? Prabhupada said, no, I know enough to take you back home, back to Godhead. Right? Whatever Krishna allows me to know, I know that much. Right? So Krishna is unlimited, who can understand? Right? So Udapasya, one should reject all kinds of process of mental speculation and then completely reject like that. Then Jivanti, Jivanti means, Sanatana Goswami explains that one is simply situated in any position and is simply chanting Hare Krishna, and he can't do much except making his both ends, meet, everyday subsistence. He can do that much only. He can't do big services and all. But still, Jivanti means, if he is simply situated in chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and hearing about Krishna, then Jivanti, his life will become successful. Right? So, here Prabhupada is writing, one may remain situated in his own place or in his own occupation duty and still lend his ear to receive the message of the Lord from realized souls. Prabhupada writes in second kind of Bhagavatam, that if you give charity of 10 rupees to a sudra, you will get back 10 rupees in your next life. If you give 10 rupees to another person, some Vaishya or somebody, or another category, you will get 100 rupees back. If you give 10 rupees to an unqualified Brahmana, you will get 1 lakh rupees. Right? If you give 10 rupees to a qualified Brahmana, you get 10 lakh rupees in return in your next life. But if you give 10 rupees to a Vaishnava or Hare Krishna temple, you get unlimited amount. That's how all these Tatas and Birlas, you know, they don't have time to count their cash. You know, they get so much cash, right? Because they have given so much to Hare Krishna temples, right? Like they say, you know, life insurance, or they want to put in the bank, you know. But actually, how much return you get? One gets 8%, 10%, right? But if somebody puts the money in Hare Krishna temple, it is the safest. And if he wants, he gets the maximum amount of returns, right? So in the same purport, Prabhupada writes, if somebody gives his ear for 1 second to a pure devotee, if he hears about Krishna from a pure devotee for 1 second, in his next life or in his future, he will get back millions of seconds to hear about Krishna. Right? That is why it is said, you know, sadhu sanga, lavamatra sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi hoy. Right? Even if somebody associates with a pure devotee, even for a fraction of a second, you know, for a fraction of a second, one will attain perfection in Krishna consciousness. Right? That's how so many devotees have attained perfection in association of Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada, like one devotee, he was narrating his experience in Australia. Once Prabhupada visiting Sydney temple, and he was sitting on the Vyasasan and purviewing. He was looking at all the people who all came and all. Then he looked at one devotee, once few seconds, like this, you know. Then he looked through his heart, and the devotee was feeling, you know, like Prabhupada was doing X-ray, you know, with his eyes. Then he became enchanted by the glances of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, then he never forgot, he says, even after 30 years, I never forgot the glance of Srila Prabhupada on me on that day. Like that, a fraction of a, many people, once Srila Prabhupada was going from, I think, Sydney airport, and he was flying away to, I think, New Zealand. And meanwhile, Srila Prabhupada, one devotee, one person came, you know, in the full uniform, you know, he's some airport official or somebody. Then he came, and Prabhupada was sitting in the lounge, and then he came and offered full dandavat pranams to Prabhupada, and chanting, Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Putale, Srimadevati. Then Prabhupada was surprised, who is this man, you know? Oh, Prabhupada, you know, he saw you many times going to the airport and all, and he became very attracted, and then he came to the temple. Sometimes he comes to the temple and all. So he upgraded Prabhupada's ticket from second class, what ordinary, to VIP category. Right? And then later on, he joined Hare Krishna movement. He left the job in airport, and he joined Hare Krishna movement. So like that, if somebody hears about Krishna in the association of a pure devotee, even for a second, right? Like there is one brother of you know, Ambarish Maharaj. His name was Paparaj. You know, Paparaj. So he was committing so many sinful activities. That's why his name became Paparaj. Right? So Narad Muni is a very adventurous preacher. Yeah, he's a very adventurous preacher. So one day he went to Paparaj. Paparaj immediately warned him, Naradji, I know about you. Don't come to preach to me. You know, don't come to preach to me. I don't like. You know, don't come here. So Narad Muni said, no, I didn't come here to preach to you. I said, for what? You know, see, you are committing so many sinful activities. You know, you will go to hell. So when you meet up with Yamaraj, ask him, what is the benefit of you know, associating, meeting a pure devotee for a fraction of a second? You know, you just ask this question. So as he it is said, you know, every sinner had a past, and every sinner has a future, and every saint had a past. Right? Every somebody became a saintly person. That means he had a past of associating with devotees. Sinner always has a future because he has a date with, Yamaraj. Like that. So, Paparaj went as is predicted by Narad Muni. He went to hellish planets. Then Yamaraj took out his chitta. Oh, you have got so much suffering. Like that. So, Paparaj asked, before giving me punishment, please answer to my question. So, Yamaraj asked, what is that? What is the benefit of having association with a pure devotee for a fraction of a second? Right? So, Yamaraj said, I don't know. Let me find out. Come, let us go to Brahmaloka and find out from Brahmaji. So, Brahmaji early in the morning woke up after Mangalarati. Said, oh, what happened? Both this great personality, Yamaraj came. Yamaraj asked, who is this person? Brahmaji asked, who is this person? Oh, this is Paparaj. He had one question. I don't have an answer. Can you tell? Yes, what is that? Oh, he said, he is asking, what is the benefit of associating with a pure devotee for a fraction of a second? Brahmaji was scratching his foreheads. He said, oh, I don't know. Come, let us go to, Shivaloka. They went to Shivaloka and they asked, Lord Shiva asked, what is the matter, Early in the morning, two great personalities. And who is this person? They said, oh, he is Paparaj. So what is that? He was asking, he has a question. What is the benefit of associating with a pure devotee for a fraction of a second? Right? Lord Shiva has five heads. Right? He was scratching his heads. Said, I don't know. Let us go to Lord Narayana and ask. So they went to Lord Narayana and asked. So what is that? Oh, this person, Paparaj, he has a question. Sir, what is that? Oh, what is the benefit of associating with a pure devotee for a fraction of a second? So Lord Narayana smiled and said, this is the benefit. Great three Mahajanas, Yamaraj, Brahma and Lord Shiva, they bring a great sinful person to Vaikuntha. Right? So this is the benefit. So Lord Krishna said, three of you go back. He told Paparaj, you stay back. Right? So this is the benefit of, like that's why Prabhupada is saying, one should give one's ear, lend one's ear, to hearing from a pure devotee of the Lord. Right? So this is Jivanti. Whatever situation, that's what Prabhupada is writing in the purport. Whatever situation one may be in, whether one is American, one is an Indian, one is a Kshatriya, whatever it is, one should sit and hear about Krishna from the lips of a pure devotee. Right? So that is why we should cultivate this habit of hearing Srila Prabhupada lectures every day and reading Srila Prabhupada books. Right? Every day. Like Prabhupada said, these are my personal ecstasies, the purports, Bhaktivedanta purports. So one should very carefully hear this. Sanmukaritam Bhavadiya Vartam Stane Sita Shutigatam Tanuvan Manobir. So Sri Sanatana Goswami explains this Tanuvan Manobir. Tanvan Man means body, words and mind. Right? So these three things. So he explains in regards to the devotees. He says that the devotees of the Lord, they conquer, Krishna with their words, with their body and with their mind. Right? With their mind. So how? By their words, they are always glorifying Krishna. By their body, they are always offering obeisance to Krishna. And by their mind, they are always thinking about Krishna. That's how they conquer Krishna. Right? They conquer Krishna. Like that. And then in the regards of non-devotees, Sanatana Goswami explains that they cannot actually conquer Krishna by their words, by their mind and by their body. Yeah? It is impossible. Then in regards to Jita, Sanatana Goswami explains that Just like, you know, Krishna conquers the devotees. In the same way, the devotees also conquer Krishna. Just like devotees' words, devotees' mind, and the devotees' body, they are always engaged in Krishna's service. In the same way, Krishna becomes so much impressed with his devotees that Krishna engages, you know, in the bodily service of the devotees. Right? And he is always thinking about his devotees. And he is always glorifying his devotees. Krishna is always glorifying his devotees. That right? That is why, like other day I was hearing Radha Govindmar lecture on Ambarish Maharaj Katha. So he is saying that, you know, it is very more important to hear, like in Bhagavatam, there is more stories of devotees than Krishna. Because Krishna is pleased more if you hear about the devotees of the Lord, you know, than about Krishna. Means, he says that we cannot become God. Maharaj make a very nice point, you know, that we cannot become Krishna. So, that is why it is better to hear more about devotees than about Krishna, because if you hear about more about devotees, then we can aspire to become like them. You know, we can aspire to become like the devotees, like Ambarish Maharaj Charitra or Bharat Maharaj Charitra, if you read, you know, we can actually aspire to become like them, right? We cannot aspire to become like Krishna. That is why Krishna is, devotees, you know, conquer, you know, Krishna's words, Krishna's mind and Krishna's body, right? Like Krishna was, like Krishna is so pleased with Ambarish Maharaj that he left his Sudarshan Chakra for protection of Ambarish Maharaj. You know, he was so pleased with even after leaving the Sudarshan Chakra, Krishna is worried about the safety of Ambarish Maharaj. You know, he is worried about, oh, what will happen. Like that is his concern for the devotees, right? Like there is one great devotee by name Raghudas, you know, in Jagannath Puri. So he is a great devotee of Lord Ramchandra. One day he went to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. So there he had darshan of in place of Jagannath and Baldev. He had darshan of Jagannath and Ram and Lakshman and Sita and all. Then he understood there is no difference between Jagannath and Ramchandra. Then he became very great devotee of Lord Jagannath. You know? So then he became a devotee of Lord Jagannath in friendly Sakhyaras. You know? Sometimes it is said that Lord Jagannath would come in the form of a young boy and play with Raghudas. Right? So one day Raghudas became very sick. He became very sick and he was lying in the bed. And nobody is there to take care of him. And he became so sick that he was passing his stool and urine on the bed only. And it was stinking and he was unable to get up and all that. So, the Lord Jagannath came in the form of his young boy. And he cleaned up everything. You know, he cleaned up the bed and all. You know, he put a very nice, you know, he put, you know, sandalwood water, you know. He sprinkled rose water so that all the bad smell went away and all that. And then this Raghudas understood that Lord Jagannath himself, you know, was serving him. Said, my dear Lord Jagannath, what are you doing? You know, you are making me an offender. Why are you making me receive service from you? So Lord Jagannath said, you know, instead, you know, you could have cured me of this disease instead of cleaning my stool and urine and all. So Lord Jagannath smiles, no, actually, I wanted you to finish off your prarabdha karma so that next life you can come back to me. I can actually, if I want, I can cure you, right? But I didn't want. But why I can't serve you? Just like you enjoy serving me, I also enjoy serving my devotees. You know, I also enjoy serving my devotees. So like that, Krishna is conquered. You know, Krishna's words, body and the mind are conquered by devotees so much that Krishna is always thinking of the devotees' welfare. Like that. Then, Stane Sita, E Prayaso Jito Ajitopi Asisai Trilokyam. So like this, very nicely, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Sanatana Goswami comments on this. So in the whole purport, Srila Prabhupada is writing that how this Lord Shiva is concluding his instructions, and he's saying, my dear sons of king, just execute your occupation duty as a kings with a pure heart. Just chant this prayer, fixing your mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. That will bring you all good fortune, for the Lord will be very much pleased with you. Right? So in the same way, we should be like Srila Prabhupada. You know, he gave us this instruction. You know, like, idam japata badrambo. Right? Lord Shiva was saying, you know, you chant these mantras, you know, all good fortune unto you. There will be all good fortune unto you. Right? So like that, Prabhupada is writing in the purport that, you know, we should also take up this instruction of Srila Prabhupada, you know, chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you know, very faithfully. Srila Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita that of all the instructions given by the spiritual master, this instruction of chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the most important instruction. A disciple, under all circumstances, must follow this instruction, carry out this instruction, right? So, as long as we are chanting, like, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you know, Krishna will protect us. Even if there is, here and there, some mistakes committed by a devotee, you know, like, one devotee was saying, some devotees, they have taken a survey, you know, so the survey found out that all those devotees who leave the temple, you know, before leaving, they gave up chanting. You know, they gave up chanting. So, somebody may be living in the temple, but many of, like Prabhupada, like other day somebody was saying, no? So the other day, like, you know, it is very difficult to understand, but actually, Bhima Prabhu was saying, that eventually, you know, people, devotees may lose the taste and give up chanting. So once we give up chanting or, you know, vow of chanting 16 rounds, then the protection cover will be removed by Krishna. But as long as we are chanting 16 rounds, you know, whatever, you know, we are, sometimes we may commit mistakes, but, you know, the show will go on. You know, and eventually, one who lives in the temple, eventually they will become all right. They will get purified if you keep on chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, right? Like once, Tushta Krishna Maharaj, you know, he wrote to Srila Prabhupada saying that, you know, I am having difficulty, you know, following regulative principles. You know, later on. You know, then he wanted to go to some farm, and because he was organizing, you know, New Zealand preaching and all very nicely, and Prabhupada was very pleased with him. You know, then one day, then he wrote, Prabhupada said, don't go, you know, just stay back and continue to chant, you will become all right. Right? So he did not listen. Then later on, he fell in the association of Siddha Swarupananda. You know, so that time they had this very vigorous. You know, preaching efforts they were doing, you know, to distribute books. So this Siddha Swarupananda, he did not like the methodology of distributing books. You know, he thought that, you know, we are disturbing the people and all. So Srila Prabhupada, then he became separate, and then some devotees from Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii and all, they became attracted to him. So one of them was Tushta Krishna Swami, and then he became a member of the camp. So Srila Prabhupada was trying to pacify both the parties, and, you know, like he is preaching that, you know, there is no need to live in the temple. You can do whatever you want. You know, just chant Hare Krishna. You know, there is no need to preach and all that. So Prabhupada was very strict at that time. Like Bhima Prabhu was saying, either you are a devotee in the temple, or you are not a devotee. There is no congregational devotees per se that time. Either you are a devotee or not a devotee. So that was the standard that time. If you are staying outside, means you are in Maya, right? Like that. So then, meanwhile, Tushta Krishna Swami, he grew his hair back and, you know, gave up his sannyas dress and all that. So Prabhupada, he was arguing with Prabhupada, you know, why, you know, you have to put beard, what, his sika and all that, you know. Why can't I have hair?
why I should carry danda. I can simply chant Hare Krishna like that. So Srila Prabhupada was saying spiritual purity and strength, he explained, were results of surrender to the order of the spiritual master. You know, if one did not surrender and did not strictly adhere to the rules and regulations, then chanting would take a long time to fructify. You know, so chanting should continue in all circumstances, Srila Prabhupada said. But if one ignited a fire of dry wood, it immediately catch fire. You know, but if one ignite the wet wood, you will create only smoke, which is troublesome. Yeah, which is troublesome. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada narrated a very nice story. Yeah. He said, once there was a very rich man. You know, he wanted to see the yogic powers, you know, miracles of a yogi. You know, so he went to that yogi and said, what kind of miracles he can show? That yogi said, I can stay in a middle of the lake in the severe winter time, like that. I can stay like that. Then he said, okay, you do it. Then that rich man said, I'll pay you a lot of money, 1 lakh rupees or something. So he stayed, that yogi stayed in the middle of the lake for one whole night in the freezing cold. So next day, the rich man came along with his minister, assistant. He said, then he was very surprised. Oh, you could stay. But somehow he did not want to pay the reward, 1 lakh rupees. So he was thinking, how to, avoid. Then his minister gave him a suggestion. Then he saw, we can't pay him. He told, you can't pay you. Why? Why? Because you are getting the heat. From 3 miles away, there is a temple. And on the temple, there is Prabhupada explained, during the month of Kartik, they put a lamp on a tripod on the pillar, tower of the temple. You know, that is the system. So you are getting heat from the lamp that is 3 miles away. So we will not pay you. So that yogi was a poor man, he could not do anything. But he went and there is one more servant of that rich man. You know, he went and told this servant, said, like this, he is doing injustice to me, he is not paying to me. So that servant told, don't worry, you will get your payment. So next day, the Jamindar sent a message to the servant. Said, tomorrow there is a very urgent meeting, some business meeting is there. So you have to come along with me because he has to assist him. By 10 o'clock, be ready, we will go together. Right? So the next day, the rich man sent a messenger with this to his assistant. Said, are you ready? Are you coming? At 10 o'clock. At 9 o'clock he said, yeah, I'm getting ready. I'm not yet ready. Rice is getting cooked. Rice is getting cooked. So as soon as the rice is cooked, I will come. So after 1 hour again he sent a messenger. Are you ready? He said, no, I'm not yet ready. Still the rice is being cooked. Like that, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. He didn't come, and this minister, rich man became very angry. He came in a very angry mood. What is happening? Why are you not coming? He said, rice is being cooked, I kept it. Said, well, where is the rice cooking? He said, he arranged three bamboo sticks and he put a, pot, and then from very far, he put one fire. Fire was burning. So the rich man asked, you can cook like this? This is the way of cooking? Just like, that yogi got heat from the lamp 3 miles away, like that this rice also will get cooked. That rich man understood. Then he paid him back. So Srila Prabhupada was narrating this story. He was telling, that time, one must be serious to cook. There is a method to cook. If you don't adopt that method and you cook in your own whimsical way, you will never be able to cook and eat. If you say, I shall cook in my own way, nasa siddhim na vapnoti, na sukham, na paramam gati. Right? So then Sri Krishna Swami understood, he is telling to me only. Next day, he shaved up and, without preaching directly to him, Prabhupada, cleverly, he gave the message. Because he was very rebellious and disobedient. And, he was actually like that. So, Srila Prabhupada said, this Krishna consciousness is like a flame. Like a flame. And everything else is smoke. So, all these 300 years, you are cooking with smoke. You will not get anything. Like that. So, Srila Prabhupada insisted that we should actually stick to this process of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and follow these four regulative principles. Right? Like in 1970s, when Balimardhan Prabhu and Upendra Prabhu, they went to Australia for preaching, and their method was, to chant. They didn't have any money. Right? So they would simply go and chant on the streets and people would become attracted. Right? Sudama Prabhu, he went to Japan, he doesn't know any language. So he would simply sit on the street and play harmonium and chant Hare Krishna. And kept some BTGs and all, then he would chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Mahamantra has no language, it is transcendental. No Japanese and no anybody can chant this mantra. So people would become attracted to this chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra and they would give some dollars. And with the dollars, he hired a hall to have a Sunday feast program. Then he brought one translator. He would speak something in English. Then the translator would say in Japanese. Like that, people became devotees. Right? Like that same thing in Australia, they went and they were preaching. In Sydney, they started a small center and they were preaching, they were chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra on the streets near the railway station and all. Right? So this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is transcendental. Anytime, like once one person observed that he went to the station and he saw people chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra very melodiously. Then he became very attracted. Wow, then he went to somewhere, then he went to some other station, he got down. Then he saw devotees chanting, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then he stood there for some time and he was enjoying the kirtan. Then he went to work. Then he came back in the evening. And again he found the devotees chanting Hare Krishna at the station. Then he went and asked, you are singing the same song whole day? You are singing the same song? You don't get bored? Right? Like somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, what happens if you chant Hare Krishna? Srila Prabhupada replied, you will chant more. We'll chant more. So this is, we can't imagine, singing the same old song. That's why every movie, there are new songs, new tunes. Right? But Prabhupada, he's very only simple. He did not even introduce many bhajans and all. He would simply tell, devotees to chant Hare Krishna in one particular tune. Right? Once in Sydney temple, Prabhupada was up and then one devotee started chanting, Mangalarti in a different tune. Prabhupada immediately sent his assistant, tell him to stop. There is no need to, manufacture different tunes and all that. Right? Just stick to simple tune of, Jeev Jago, Mangalarti morning raga. There is no need, like Srila Prabhupada said. And one more time, Srila Prabhupada saw devotees, chanting, Haribol, Haribol, Nitai Gaur Haribol and all for a long time. So Srila Prabhupada remarked, let them chant Nitai Gaur Haribol, Haribol. I will chant Hare Krishna and go back to Godhead. Right? So we should, even in our kirtans and all, maybe for some time we can chant, Gaur Nityananda Bol and all that. But most of the time, even during Mangalarti leading and all, there was no need to repeat the stanza twice and all that. One should finish Mangalarti prayer quickly by lamp offering, by the end of lamp offering. And remaining time, we should chant Hare Krishna more number of times. Right? Srila Prabhupada said, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, three times only you should chant. After that, remaining time, chant Hare Krishna. Like that. So there is one lady, she was a film actress, you know. So she became attracted to chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You know. So she started, she also joined Hare Krishna Street Sankirtan. She acted with Mick Jagger, some Nelly, some movie like that. She was very famous in Australia. So later on, she started coming to the temple and enjoying the kirtans. Right? So one day, they had some service. So Upendra Prabhu, he asked her, why didn't you do some seva? She said, okay. Then you have to wear a sadi. But she said, I don't know how to wear a sadi. You know? Then he gave his wife sadi and then he showed her, you know, how to wear sari, right? He was also inexperienced. So he wrapped the sari two rounds. Then she was having difficulty, you know, on the jeans and t-shirt, you know, he wore the sari, like that. So she was started enjoying the company of devotees, but she had a problem of accepting philosophy and all that. So one day Upendra Prabhu asked her, why didn't you join Hare Krishna temple? You know, that time all this Brahmachari ashram, Brahmacharini ashram, they're all not there. You know, a small house and in one corner she has to sleep. Then she became very frightened. Oh, I can't. Then she stopped coming. Then one day, after 6 months she came. You know, so she said, I'm shifting to Hollywood, you know, for a better prospects. You know, I'm trying in Hollywood movies. So I'm going to, you know, Los Angeles. So one Mataji, she said to her, that please, you know, when you go to Los Angeles, my spiritual master is there. I purchased a very nice gift, pen, Parker pen. Please give this to him. So she went, you know, after 3 months, she tried, you know, very hard to establish herself in Hollywood. Then meanwhile, Upendra Prabhu and all, they're writing to her, please go and meet our spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada is there. Yes, in Los Angeles. So this lady also, she requested, please go and give this pen, you know, to Prabhupada. Okay, you know, she requested, you know, I'll give this pen to Srila Prabhupada and come back. And she packed and she was ready to go back to Australia. So she went to meet Srila Prabhupada to give that pen to Prabhupada. You know, so till now she could never go back. Right? So she stayed back and she went to give the pen. Then Prabhupada convinced her, you stay back in the temple. And then she stayed back. Right? So that her name was Jen previously. She was a film actress. Now, later on, she became Jagat Tarini Mataji. And Srila Prabhupada told her, go to Hong Kong and marry, you know, Burijan Prabhu. And they don't know each other, you know. Go, you know. So, Burijan Prabhu went to Hong Kong airport to receive his future wife. You know, like that. So, by chanting, by this congregational chanting of the holy names, you know, many people became attracted and became devotees. You know. Like that. So once, then what happened? They started distributing BTG magazines, books and all. And very, like, that kirtan was being done under the potency of Srila Prabhupada. And people would become, you know, intoxicated, you know, enchanted by the Harinam Sankirtan. You know, by Harinam Sankirtan. They were, and some people also would come and join the chanting, and some people would, you know, ridicule the devotees, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But somehow or other, they become attracted to chanting Hare Krishna. Then, what happened? Then the city council people, they started objecting that you can't chant on the streets. You know, you can't chant on the streets. But devotee did not listen. You know, they continue to chant Hare Krishna on the streets. You know, and the police would come and arrest them and put them in the jail. Like that, it was happening frequently in Sydney and Melbourne, both the places. Right? So then they wrote to Srila Prabhupada. Meanwhile, there is one City Liberties Society or somebody. They were fighting for on behalf of Hare Krishnas in the court case. And then they also ran out of money and they approached devotees. Would you like to bear the expenses of the lawyers and all? Right? In America and Western world, two people are very rich. Doctors and lawyers. You know, doctors and lawyers, right? So, lawyers' fees are very high. At the time, they have no money to run a temple event properly. So there wrote to Srila Prabhupada, should we hire the lawyers? So Srila Prabhupada wrote, you know, that there was, you know, this is very common. You know, persecution of devotees is common under all circumstances. Even previously also, own father Hiranyakashipu persecuted the devotee Prahlad. So it is very common thing. You continue to chant Hare Krishna. You know, let them put you in the jail. How does it matter for a devotee? You know, Swarga apa narakeshu api tulyartha darshana. Whether it is heaven or the hell, the duty is to chant Hare Krishna. So whether it is a temple or a home or jail, you continue to chant Hare Krishna. I do not think that this burden of expenses, lawyers and going to the court will solve anything. Better to simply become determined to hold on, you know, hold our sankirtan in our own manner as we like. And simply depend on Krishna and His protection all the time. So he wrote, they wrote, just chant Hare Krishna. They put, if they put you in the jail, you can continue to chant Hare Krishna. And they will release you. Right? See, he asked Gurudas Prabhu that time, Gurudas, how many times your police have taken you? Prabhupada, 3 times. So in London, 36 times, Prabhupada said, they put us in the jail. Right? Then meanwhile, all the devotees, you know, meanwhile, there is one policeman, you know, Square Jaw, they would call him. You know, he was become like, then it became a cat and mouse game, you know. When the devotees, they see policemen, immediately they disperse and run away. And sometimes, then they became plain clothes, policemen, close men. You know, this Square Jaw, he had remembered all the devotees' karmi names and devotee names also. You know, and then he would round up. You know, he was very expert in rounding up the devotees. Even if devotees are, and devotees, there is a chase also, you know, like in movies which we see, you know, there is a chase behind devotees, and devotees would run here and there. And this Kwerza, he was a very strong guy, you know, he would catch them and put them in the jail. They would chant Hare Krishna, and then for begging and all is not allowed, collecting, soliciting money and all. So city council people, they put devotees in the jail. Melbourne devotees and Sydney, like that. And then they said, we will not, you know, they charged a low, you know, fine. All the total fines came up to $1,800. That time it is a lot of money. The devotee said, we don't have money, and then we don't want to pay also. It is a question of, you know, freedom of religion. You know? And then Prabhupada said, go to the jail and chant Hare Krishna. Krishna will protect you. So in the jail they were chanting Hare Krishna. And then many people like Australian Herald, The Age, Sydney Age, they all, you know, they were actually writing, you know, Hare Krishna movement, you know. Hare Krishna song goes on in prison. They put a headline, you know. The Hare Krishna song goes on in prison, right? And the devotees, they were serving only meat, you know. Devotees. So devotees said, we are not going to eat. And one policeman threatened, they will cut off their sika. You know? So, no, it is a symbol of a religion. You know, you can't do that. So like that, you know, one day, 3:30 in the morning, the policemen came with torches. You know, and they rounded up all the devotees of Melbourne and they took them to jail and put them in the jail. So all this, you know, is attracting great publicity. Srila Prabhupada predicted, let them keep putting us in the jail, media will run stories, Hare Krishna will become very famous. So three pages articles they would write in the newspaper sections and all about Hare Krishna's, what they did. I was very pleased. One million copies are sold. So 1 million times Hare Krishna was chanted today. So, meanwhile, many people, they were, local people, they became very sympathetic to Hare Krishna's, you know. And they started writing, you know, to the letters to the editor. You know, letters to the editor. That, you know, this is actually Hare Krishna devotees. They add color to the our streets. You know, we should not disturb them. You know, they, you know, they are actually, you know, what is wrong? You know, they are not. If it is so nice to see them with their serene faces, you know, chanting very joyfully Hare Krishna, you know, reminding us our old values, right? Meanwhile, Srila Prabhupada wrote to Amoga, when the soldiers risk their lives on the battlefield, the government is very much inclined to give them all facilities in their work. Even the citizens may be deprived of their comforts. So Krishna takes special care, appreciation for his devotees who are engaged in risking his lives in his preaching work. You know, he will give you special care and guidance at all times because you are sincerely trying to serve him in his